Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 131 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 14. If you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Ethan from San Jose, California writes, do you think Djokovic will catch Nadal or Federer in terms of Grand Slam singles titles? Hey, Ethan, thanks for your question. Well, yes, I do believe Djokovic will catch Nadal and eventually Federer if he can stay healthy. You know, this topic brings me back to early 2016 to our very first podcast, episode one, when I talked about the very real possibility of Djokovic catching Federer. At the time, Federer had 17 Grand Slam singles titles, Nadal had 14, and Djokovic had 10. Fast forward to present day, and Federer now has 20, Nadal has 17, and Djokovic has 14. Djokovic has since closed the gap by one on both players. Aside from needing to stay injury-free, of course, the time frame is the real key in my view. If Djokovic is going to catch Federer, it's going to have to happen within the next couple of years or so, or put another way, perhaps the next 8 to 10 majors. I think it's reasonable to presume Djokovic will be able to continue to perform at his current top-shelf level over that time period. Beyond that, who knows? He's 31 years old now and will be 34 years old by the end of the 2021 Wimbledon. If he's able to hold form, then he has a very real shot of catching Federer. You know, as I've talked about in previous podcasts, both Federer and Nadal are on the back half of their legendary careers. I don't believe either player will be able to sustain the elite level of play we have seen from them in their resurgence for most of the past 18 months. Federer is 37 years old, and as I've noted in previous podcasts, he has certainly not played as consistently well since winning the Australian Open this past January. As for Nadal, the risk of injury is always a concern due to his brutally physical style of play, even though he is only 1 year older than Djokovic. The other consideration is the competition, against which Djokovic has fared pretty well and even dominated in many cases. His head-to-head records against his top rivals are extremely impressive. Aside from having winning records against the two greatest men's players of all time, I mean, he's 24-22 versus Federer, 27-25 versus Nadal, and Djokovic has dominated the other top players. He's 25-11 versus Andy Murray, 19-5 versus Wawrinka, 15-4 versus Delpo, 9-0 versus Raonic, 15-2 versus Nishikori, and also 15-2 versus Cilic. As for the next-gen guys, you know, they've yet to break through at a major, and it may take another year or two or longer before we finally see that breakthrough. One of the main reasons for that, in my view, is as a group, despite possessing eye-popping physical skills and attributes, the next-gen playbook still needs to amp up in versatility, because the lack of it seems to get more readily exposed at the Grand Slams. So for these reasons, I believe Djokovic is poised to catch or, dare I say, eclipse Federer's record of 20 Grand Slam singles titles over the next couple of years or so. But look, we'll see. Djokovic has to remain healthy and avoid the injury bug. Terry from Las Vegas, Nevada writes, who is the future or next-gen superstar on the WTA? Hey Terry, thanks for your question. You know, there are a number of up-and-coming players in the women's game, including junior Coco Gauff, who was only 14 years old. Gauff won the French Open Junior earlier this year and reached the final of the 2017 U.S. Open Junior as a 13-year-old. I mean, Gauff certainly has a lot of promise and is worth mentioning, but it's way too early to be making that call on her. Another rising star is 17-year-old American Amanda Anisimova, who defeated Coco Gauff, actually, to win the 2017 U.S. Open Junior. Anisimova just reached her first WTA final this past weekend at the Japan Women's Open and is the youngest player ranked inside the top 100 on the WTA. So there is tremendous potential there, but again, too early to make that call. Now, if there is a player I would tag as that next-gen superstar in the WTA, it would be 20-year-old Aryna Sabalenka. She has a dynamite serve and return to go along with a jaw-dropping power game from the baseline. While there are a lot of players on the WTA who play with a power baseline game, Sabalenka's is a notch higher in my view. Because what differentiates Sabalenka from many of the other big hitters on the WTA is that she can just as comfortably hit with more topspin off of both wings for greater margin, and more importantly, she can create more acute angles. This combination of power, margin, and angle was on full display over the summer. I mean, Sabalenka actually has had some pretty impressive wins this year versus top 10 players. She's beaten Wozniacki, Pliskova, Garcia, and Kvitova. Sabalenka cracked the top 20 earlier this summer when she won her first WTA title in Connecticut, which, by the way, is a premier-level event. So Sabalenka is definitely one to watch. Julian from Paterson, New Jersey wants to know, who are currently the best players on both tours who have yet to win a major? Wow, Julian, that's a loaded question. You know, I don't know if there is one player I would single out on either tour to put in this category. I think from the men's tour, three players that come to mind who are very accomplished but have yet to win a major are Nishikori, Raonic, and Dimitrov. Nishikori is currently ranked number 12 in the world. He has been ranked as high as number 4, which was in March of 2015. Now, he's won 11 ATP titles, has made it to 4 Masters 1000 finals, and of course, the one Grand Slam final, which was at the 2014 US Open. Nishikori's been bitten by the injury bug quite a bit throughout his career. Raonic is currently ranked number 20 in the world. He has been ranked as high as number 3, which was in November of 2016. He's won 8 ATP titles, has made it to 3 Masters 1000 finals, and again, that one Grand Slam final, which was at the 2016 Wimbledon. Similar to Nishikori, Raonic has also been injured quite often throughout his career. Dimitrov is currently ranked number 7 in the world and has been ranked as high as number 3, which was in November of 2017. Like Raonic, Dimitrov has won 8 ATP titles, but he has one Masters 1000 title, as well as the ATP Tour Final in 2017. Yeah, his best showing at the majors have been a couple of semifinal appearances in the 2014 Wimbledon and 2017 Australian Open. Yeah, look, that said, Nishikori, Raonic, and Dimitrov are still in the prime years of their careers at 28, 27, and 27 years old, respectively. So they should have many more opportunities to play great tennis at the majors if they can stay injury-free. On the women's tour, for me, there are a couple of notable players that come to mind who have yet to win a major, Karolina Pliskova and Svitolina. Pliskova is currently ranked number 8 in the world. She reached number 1 in July of 2017. Pliskova has won 10 WTA titles and has reached the final of a major, which was the 2016 US Open. Svitolina is currently ranked number 6 in the world. She has been ranked as high as number 3, which was in September of 2017. She has won 12 WTA titles, actually 8 of which have come in the past 20 months or so. At the majors, Svitolina has gotten only as far as the quarterfinals in 3 of the slams over the years. And even though Pliskova and Svitolina have each been on the WTA for many years now, Pliskova turned pro in 2009, Svitolina in 2010, they are still very young players at 23 and 24 years old, respectively. They each have a lot of runway in their careers to capture that first major. It would not be far-fetched to see one, if not both players, win a major in the years to come. Thanks for your question, Julian. Folks, appreciate your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to addressing your questions in future Match Point segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.